The Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
I'm Mark McKenzie in Dracon Barracks in Edinburgh. We're linking up now with one Scot in Afghanistan, and we can speak to Corporal Jim Petrie from the Signals Platoon. Jim, good to speak to you. We're nearing the end of the deployment now for you. Is there that sense of anticipation for coming home?
Oh, definitely, without a doubt. Looking forward to getting home. I don't know whether it's going to be anticipation of all the parades and everything that we're going to be doing when we get back, or I've been able to just get on leave and see my wife and daughter, like, so a bit of both, I think.
They'll be counting down the days as well. What's always important at this stage, though, is that everyone stays as focused as they have been throughout the rest of the deployment, isn't it?
Yeah, well, obviously, nearing the end of the tour, maintaining that high level of professionalism right to the very end of the tour is always key.
So how would you describe your role during the deployment?
Been quite an important role for ourselves, being the signals platoon, so we're maintaining the communications between ourselves here and the guys out in the patrol bases.
Any particular problems this time round, or has it all been pretty standard stuff for you?
Oh, it's no one without its problems. I mean, power cuts and things like that, and some of the difficult weather causing problems as well, but it's pretty much been standard normal jogging.
And you'll be pretty used to the sand by now as well.
Nah, you're never getting used to that. It gets into places which makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, we're not talking about wiring here, I'm sure. Okay. Now, I know you've already got a plan in place for when you're coming back. Obviously, you've got the homecoming parades and some quality time, some potto as well planned, and catching up with the family, as you say. But you've also got a fundraising initiative lined up. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, that's correct. Me and some of the guys from our platoon, we came up with the idea where we're going to raise some funds for our own regimental charity, Royal Regiment of Scotland charity, and CHAS, the Children's Hospice Association Scotland. And it was only going to be quite a small event, and then it kind of steamrolled into a full length of the country, John of Groats to Land's End event. So it's now gathered momentum, and we're looking to try and raise as much money for both causes. So it's going to be quite a physically demanding challenge. We're going to cycle from John of Groats to Land's End, based over 8 days. So it's going to be quite a lot. We're probably looking at about 130 miles a day, because depending on what leg it is that we're on the actual route.
And have you much chance to practice your cycling when you're out there just now?
Well, we're on the spin bikes and on the cycles inside the gym, but obviously that's no substitute for actually getting on a bike and getting on the road. We've got the vibrations and that coming through and getting a bit sore for the length of time that we're going to require the training. So once we get back to Edinburgh, we're pretty much full-time training, starting off probably about 5 hour cycles, building that up to at least three, four days of 10 hour cycles a day before actually attempting the challenge.
The good news is that vibration, that's going to get rid of all the sand in those uncomfortable places.
Well, this is true.
And now you've called it Exercise Prosser Laidlaw. Tell me why you picked that name.
Well, it came up with a name from, it was a Lance Cottle Poole that came up with a name, and it was a great idea. The Prosser and Laidlaw is the two very first BC winners for the Royal Scots and King's Own Scottish Borderers. So whereas merging the two battalions, they came up with that name.
Brilliant. And I know you've got Lance Corporal Poole with you there. We'll speak to him in just a moment. But just to round things off, Jim, not long till you're back, but a message for your friends and family back home?
Yep, just want to let them know that I'll be home shortly. Looking forward to getting home. Most importantly, looking forward to getting home to my wife and my young daughter, Meredith. Let them know that I love them both and I'll see them very, very shortly.
Jim, really good to speak to you. Thanks for your time today.
Yep, chat very much. Thank you.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up once again with Afghanistan, and we can speak to Lance Corporal Craig Poole. Craig, good to speak to you. In the final few weeks now, the countdown well and truly on for coming home. Is it possible for you to sum up how much you're looking forward to getting back to Edinburgh?
Well, I can only say that it's been a long tour with hardships and difficulty with weather and whatnot. But certainly for the next couple of weeks, we need to stay focused and make sure we get back okay.
And I suppose the length of the tour probably feels a bit longer because, you know, you deployed in 2012. We're now well and truly into 2013. You've had all the Christmas and New Year festivities while you've been deployed as well.
Yeah, that's correct. I was one of the unlucky ones that I never got back for Christmas or New Year, but the battalion certainly made the most of it over here, and I'm sure the boys thoroughly enjoyed it. Certainly myself, we had a good festivities in this location.
You find it now, of course, the temperature's starting to increase. Is it still a pleasant temperature now, or is it getting a bit too hot?
Yeah, definitely. At some points of the tour, I actually thought it was colder in Scotland, but you can see the brown faces starting to appear there. So, yeah, it's definitely welcoming.
Once you come back, you've got some Poto, you've got the, of course, the homecoming parades as well. But I know you're also taking part in this exercise, Prosser Laidlaw, to raise money for Chas and also for the Royal Regiment of Scotland's charity as well. The idea of it, how appealing is it to you at the moment? Because, you know, it's not going to be as pleasant as it would be if you were on maybe one of the spinning bikes in a gym in Afghanistan.
No, that's correct. It was myself that initially came up with it, that I was going to cycle from Inverness to Edinburgh, and then it spin-rolled out of proportion to us doing Johnny Groats to Land's End, just simply because one of the guys that worked with us is from Three Scots, and they did the exact same challenge, but done it in 10 days, so we thought we'd get one better and go for 8.
Well, good luck with that. Now, anyone that's looking to support you for that, and it's a couple of excellent charities, they can do that online. You've set up a Just Giving page, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yes. It's justgiving.com/team/Prosser Laidlaw. They can also do a Facebook link if they want to speak to any of the lads, which is facebook.com/OneScotsCharityCycle.
Excellent. Well, good luck with that. Have you got a start date for that? When are you aiming to do that?
We're hoping to move from Edinburgh on the 16th up to Wick, and then start it on the 17th and finish on the 25th back in Edinburgh, with a small parade-type thing on the day 3, which is the 19th.
Okay.
And that's through Edinburgh Royal Mile.
Which month are we talking?
June.
Okay, fantastic. Well, midges will be your biggest danger then, I would think.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Okay, well, listen, all the very best, not long to your back home, but anyone you want to say hello to while you're on?
Yeah, I would like to say, obviously, to my family, my wife back home, Kendra, and my two sons, Alistair and Michael, and basically the whole family, the One Scots, I'm sure they're looking forward to seeing their husbands and boyfriends and whatnot back home.
Craig, good to speak to you. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you, Mark. Cheers.
The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM. With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes. Visit poppyscotland.org.uk.